B-Pod Studios.
All right, here's Hannah we're talking to, a rap party exclusive. She says she's Vietnamese. Roy, you need an Asian friend, she said. Plus, she makes egg rolls.
You had me at egg rolls.
You had me at egg rolls.
Maybe you to be friends.
Absolutely love Asian food. But Roy, this is your friend, potentially. Her name is Hannah.
Okay.
And she's a Virgo. What's the Virgo trait?
Okay, the Virgo for today. Your economic condition may be good. Personal life seems just perfect, and you may get a chance to relax at home and enjoy a cheerful aura. Avoid neglecting minor health issues and new friendships.
It's not in there.
No, it just says avoid neglecting minor health issues as it may turn out worse. Do you have any health issues?
I have a doctor's appointment today.
Oh.
Just for a checkup?
Yeah, just for a checkup.
Roy doesn't want to make friends with somebody who's going to be, you know, long-term in the hospital. That's a lot of pressure on him.
No, I got my own health issues.
I'm kidding, Hannah.
Bond.
So I looked up the personality traits of a Virgo.
Okay.
Hardworking.
Okay.
Virgos know that hard work pays off. Creative. Mm-hmm. They show themselves into their creativity as much as they can. They throw themselves. Reliable.
You'll
be hard-pressed to find someone more responsible and reliable than a Virgo. Like, if there was a 2 o'clock coffee date, Hannah, where would you be?
I'd be there.
Thank you. Patient, kind, critical, stubborn, and overthinking. Listen, we can't be perfect.
Nope.
Are you married?
I am married. And
kids?
I do have kids, but I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old, but they're really good kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids, Roy, but I don't really like them, so you would be my number one.
Since you have kids, what's your availability? You know, the kids, you know.
How old are the kids?
I'm available because, you know, when you're married, your husband can just watch the kids while you.
That's true. You can go out. You can have a girls' night out.
Or she can come over while the kids are in school and you guys can day drink.
Love that.
Does she not work?
Do you not work?
I do work.
Oh,
that's
lunch
pain
break.
In the ass. Can you quit?
Will you pay her to be your friend? Will you put her on your payroll?
I want to pay someone to hang out with me all day.
Hannah, how will your husband handle the fact when you go to him, hi, I got a new friend. His name is Roy. He's from the radio station.
You would probably be his friend, too. He's super outgoing, and he's just a really cool guy. So,
how would you guys feel if we're hanging out? Something happens or something interesting or funny happens, and then I go on the air and talk about it.
You have to ask her permission.
You think so? Because I think it's like, hey, I witnessed it.
I would be fine, and I don't even think he would notice.
And, well, not only that, but, like, a lot of times we'll just say we have a friend. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows.
You don't need to know who it is.
You just say, I have a friend who I went out with. Yeah.
I totally be fine.
But that does become weird. Good point, Roy. Sometimes it becomes weird when all of a sudden you're part of the show.
And probably, when I listen, I probably won't even know it's me. What are you talking about?
Although I wouldn't mind having... She does sound awesome. I also wouldn't mind having a friend that called in to call me out on my BS. I think that'd be entertaining.
You like that? My brother lives in this town.
I love it when your brother calls in. That's some cool stuff.
Okay. So, Hannah, would you be willing to be like, I went out with Roy this weekend, and he forgot to pay the bill.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a really honest friend.
I went out with Roy this weekend, and he spent way too much time in my bathroom, like 40 minutes. What was he doing?
What is your deal with, bathroom?
I know. Earlier this week, I went to a client's house that I sold a home to, and I pooped in his house.
Before he got to.
Yeah, there was not even furniture in it, but I had to go. And then
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I had to go. And then I put a big black mark because I dropped this picture frame. So I put a big black mark on his brand new wall.
Mm.
So you sure you want me as a friend?
Yes. You wait until you hear the things that I do.
How far does she live from you?
Okay, let me check.
She sent I said, where do you live? And I meant what part of town? And she sent her
actual address.
Mm-hmm. And we looked it up and there's not even a house on the lot.
Oh, that's because it's a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
We just moved there.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have a pool in your neighborhood?
We do.
Roy.
There you go.
Yes. It was a 20-minute drive.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Stop making Roy. Mm-hmm.
You have to work to be friends.
That ain't great.
Let's do it. Let's set up a play date.
Well, how about this? Send me at Roy the DJ on Insta. Send me a DM, okay? And we'll talk. We can talk there.
Lorraine, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Will you double check that he reached out to her on either the rap party or on the show?
She has to reach out to me.
Oh yeah, okay. But you need to hit her.
I will. I'll
too
hit her
many
back.
Times where we're hearing that you left.
Sad and okay. Unread.
You left somebody on red.
At Roy the DJ on Insta, send me a message.
I like Hannah.
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
You like Hannah?
Yeah,
Ren,
I like Hannah.
I like Hannah. Ren's when also looking for friends.
Wait until you eat my eyeballs, then you'll be like, oh.
Oh. Hannah. Do you make fried rice too?
I make fried rice and I make pho. Do you guys like pho?
Oh shit! I love that stuff. Mm. Oh.
Okay, you know, why don't you be Hannah's friend?
Because I have friends.
She's probably closer
to
you.
I'm not a loser like you.
Oh, that's a nice.
I'm kidding. Hannah, I'm joking. I know you don't have friends either. What's your problem? Why is it so hard for you?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't know. I don't know. My husband says it's because, sometimes an Asian person, we look like we have, RBF.
Is your husband Asian also?
No, he's African American.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, but once you get to know me, I'm really friendly, and sometimes I'm kind of awkward because I'm not nerdy, but
so are you, Roy.
Sometimes I have resting bitch face. Sometimes I'm awkward. And I get it.
And then sometimes people bother me, but not really. I don't know. It's awkward.
Oh, my God. She sounds like me.
She's your spirit animal.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say that anymore.
Oh, shit. Why? Did that get canceled?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like a Native American term. You can't say that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now everyone knows. You get canceled for saying that.
Did you know that, Hannah?
I didn't know that.
See the fun facts you get when you hang out with Roy. See, the friendship is off and running.
I'm Asian, so I think it's okay that you can say that because, we like the horoscope thing. So,
yeah.
I was born in the year of.
See? So her being. You guys. Stop. Just be friends. You don't have to break down what you can and can't say around each other. All right, listen, Hannah, hit him up. We're going to make this work. And if anything else, I'm going to work my way into a friendship with you because I love Asian food. So.
All right, well, talk to you soon, Hannah.
Okay, talk to you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Soon.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
There it is, a rap party exclusive. I really like her.
Yeah, I like her too. Yeah.
All right, welcome to a rap party, everybody. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Hannah, who sent us a text message, rather, and said that she's interested in being Roy's friend. If you missed it, it is a storyline that will not go away. Roy cannot find friends, has used the radio and even Bumble BF, and you had worse luck now than you did before you even found a friend.
That is true. I stood up on a friend date. But you know what? I'm also, now I don't, it's too many people wanting to be my friend.
Now you're overwhelmed.
Well, now I'm overwhelmed and I feel bad if I don't respond to someone and I don't go out with them. I now feel like I'm in a weird position.
I know my Roy. You'll get over it.
Well, and also this is an easy way to weed out all the nonsense.
You're just not afraid to say no to somebody.
Yeah, true.
You got to find somebody who, not that you think you want to be friends with, that you just feel this little connection, and if it works, great. And if not, you can still be text friends, but you don't have to be good friends. You know, you can keep shopping that way. And you.
Yeah.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
I'm actually in the same boat as me.
Are you doing a cleansing?
I'm doing a cleansing. Yeah, I am. I don't need 50 friends. I really don't. First of all, I don't trust anybody. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Number two, I don't need drama in my life. I don't need...
Your friends have good stories about shit that's going on in their lives that we share on the radio.
So do I. I have good stories.
And that's true.
So I honestly, I don't need to put up with bullshit from people just to say I have a friend who's not really a friend. So,
have you ended a friendship recently?
I have had a couple falling outs this week. Yeah.
And you're okay, like, forever?
I'm okay.
And you don't feel bad in front of Roy talking about how you're ditching friends when our friend over here can't make a friend.
No. In fact, I probably wouldn't even give these friends to Roy because he's my friend.
God.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet.
Wow.
So I'm just, you know what I'm seeing is that I need to position Lauren higher up in my friend list.
Steve Wilkos and Jerry Springer have a show together?
I don't know. I didn't know Jerry Springer was still on TV.
Steve used to be his...
And then he had his own thing.
Oh, I think this is Wendy, isn't it? Are they sitting in for Wendy?
They're sitting in for Wendy.
Yeah.
That's not a bad guest hosting for the two of them. Steve was his security guard. Then he got his own show.
Yeah, because he was that good. And then now it's Judge Jerry. He's a judge. Do you need to step away?
No.
You sure?
Yes. Judge Jerry, yeah. And he was like, wasn't he like the mayor of Cincinnati? He was the mayor of Cincinnati at one point.
Was he?
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think I did know that.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati, and then he became the talk show host, which, by the way, was, if you watch Jerry Springer from like the first two seasons, he tried to be a little Oprah-y, like a little. There was a guy named Donahue who did it before Oprah, daytime talk thing. And that's, by the way, I'd love to watch a documentary on Donahue. Like, do you know who that was? Does that sound familiar? Mm-mm. Phil Donahue was like the talk show person before Oprah, the daytime talk.
I don't even really know that name.
Yeah. He had big white hair and ran up and down the aisle with the microphone and would have a panel and would also, it was a really cool concept. If he invented the concept of daytime talk, then he should get the nod. Mm-hmm. No?
He doesn't look familiar to me.
Okay. So
I would love to do a daytime talk show.
Well, we kind of are now. It's 10:07 as we do this.
Yeah, I mean like a talk TV.
Yeah.
Talk show. I think that'd be fun to go do a talk show.
There was also, hold on, let me just do one thought at a time. So Jerry Springer did that where he went and kind of did a legit talk show. And then you could see the next couple seasons, it starts getting real trashy.
Oh, so Jerry started as like a regular.
I think he wanted to be like a legit. And then he one day realized like it went from like we're going to talk to a doctor who's going to tell you how to fight cancer to like three trailer park couples and they're all married.
And that did better. You're right.
And it went nuts.
You're right. He did a normal show and then he started having these little bits that blew up.
Yeah.
And so then he positioned his whole show that way.
Who?
Jerry.
Who got to that like trashy point faster? Was it Maury or was it him?
It was almost simultaneously. I think Maury saw what Springer was doing. Again, great documentary. There's all these documentaries about late night talk shows.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be one, or one has to be made about daytime talk shows, because that's another good question. I forgot completely about Maury.
Yeah, because I remember Maury when Maury wasn't like super trashy, and then it got there.
What was Donahue's, do you have his, the Wikipedia?
Phil
Donahue, tell me what his year run was. I bet you he stopped around 92 or 93, Phil Donahue. The Donahue show. Oh, my God, that's so funny. And then there was a whole thing, Roy, where everybody got a show. Sally Jesse Raphael got a show. Christina, the Hispanic talk show host, she all of a sudden did an American version of her show.
Okay.
Do you remember Christina?
That sounds familiar.
Do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael with the big red glasses? And then, like, the little girl from The Cosby Show had a daytime talk show.
I didn't know that.
So did What's-Her-Face. What's her name from 90210, the original? Brandon's girlfriend with the glasses, kind of the nerdy chick.
Oh.
Gabrielle Gutierrez.
Yeah,
she had a talk show.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
The Simpsons spoofed it because everybody had a talk show. And the voiceover guy was like, Bart turned on the TV and the voiceover guy's like, welcome to everybody's favorite talk show, Gentle Ben the Grizzly Bear. So it's like, Ben, I have a question. And the grizzly bear walks over with a microphone that's attached to his back.
Yeah.
And like he stands up and she asks a question, the panel doesn't answer, and he goes down and starts tearing the panel up.
Yeah, I loved Rosie's daytime talk show.
Rosie O'Donnell had one.
Yeah, I loved hers. And everybody hated her, but I loved her.
I enjoyed Rosie when it was the Rosie years.
Yeah. What are you finding for Donahue when his run was?
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
God, I loved Rosie. I loved Oprah. There was another girl I loved.
So
Kelly Ripa, they say Sally Jesse Raphael. Montel.
Yeah.
Montel. Wayne Brady had one. Star Jones. Jenny Jones. Remember the Jenny Jones
thing?
Yeah,
I do remember the Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones, the guy, it was Guess Who Your Crush Is.
Yeah, and the guy came out and said he had a crush on this other guy. And then that he ended up getting murdered. Yeah, they were friends. And the friends, that one guy murdered the gay guy.
Yeah.
So this looks like the Phil Donahue show went until 96.
Okay.
That seems really late to me, though.
No, you're, I mean, if that's what his wiki says.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. And Jenny Jones got dragged into a lawsuit. Joy Bear.
Yeah.
Richard Bay. I remember that.
I don't remember Richard Bay. I remember Joy's show. That was just a New York show.
It was called, like...
That's cool, too, like, when cities have their own shows. Because that's how Oprah was. She was just a city show.
She was in Chicago for a while.
And then it got syndicated.
Yeah, that is cool.
Let's go do a daytime talk show, all three of us.
Okay, we can do that.
Sitting behind a table, talking about life.
That's pretty much what we do in the morning.
Don't forget, I know. Kelly Clarkson's on there.
Huh?
Kelly Clarkson is on the
list. Oh, Kelly's doing great. I love
Kelly
Hall,
did I say her? Wayne Brady, Star Jones.
Oh, you remember, when Chloe had her own?
Did Chloe? No, Kim. No, Chris.
Chris had her own daytime talk show.
And it didn't last. Kanye was like on.
Yeah, Chris had her own show.
Yeah.
I actually want to say one of the daughters had their own shows, too.
Chloe had a night show.
That's right.
It was a radio show.
Yeah, in Miami.
All right,
After Dark
good,
with Chloe,
this is a
I
good
think.
List. Failed daytime talk show host. Let's see.
I would do it for free if there's anybody who listens at the TV networks. I'd probably do it for free. I could,
if we could knock out a couple in the same day. Yeah, like, I don't want to go into it every single day.
Right.
Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips had a show. See, so it seems like there was an explosion right when Jerry Springer started doing it, like between 95 and 96.
That is such the media business. You find one way to make money. Okay, we got all of us have to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Queen Latifah had a show.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Caroline Ray had a show.
That sounds familiar.
America's Top Model Girl.
Tyra Banks.
She had a great show. Yep. I loved that show.
John McEnroe had a show on CNBC. Megan Mullally had a show, The Megan Mullally Show. Canceled. Oh, I love this, too. Started in 2006, canceled in 2007. Bonnie Hunt had a show.
Grand opening, grand closing.
What's the black guy that's bald that has MS?
Oh, that's Montel.
Loved Montel.
We talked to Montel had a good show.
Loved Montel.
I was on the Montel show.
Really?
Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
I liked Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
Katie Couric had a show. Bethany Frankel had the Bethany show. Kris Jenner stepped into the spotlight. That was 2013. Is that right? It was that long ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds right.
See, but like 2013 doesn't seem like that long ago to me.
But like we only started in
12.
14.
Yeah, 15.
Kris Jenner stepped into the spotlight in 2013. Grand opening, grand closing 6 months later.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny to me that, I mean, she usually, everything she touches is fire.
She probably didn't want to do it anymore. And it's hard to get guests.
Her having that format world, she does well with not without a format.
Yeah,
like they do well with like out and about and drama happens.
Yeah,
you know,
my world.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're gonna get a special guest on the phone who wants to be Roy's friend. Here's a little insight into Roy's friendship. You ready, bud?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call. I think her name's Hannah.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.